Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in as we are live, and I see somebody got them a little Don Julio. Somebody gets served a Don Julio blue margarita frozen joint. I see you in there. Here it is. Rose out here ain't playing. Get on out here. Have a good drink. Have some good food. I just had the enchiladas. They are fantastic. Don't touch that, Rosa. I ain't done on that. Don't touch it. I'm still going on that, Rosa. Don't touch that plate now. But no, it's a good time being had out here tonight. And you can come on out here and enjoy yourself as well. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock coming up again. One more chance to win a $25 gift card from Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not yet put your name in our raffle box, it's right here at the table right here. You can't miss it. You'll have a chance to win. We'll do that coming up here. Very, very soon. Appreciate everybody who has come to hang out with us tonight. All right, Clint, man, I found it very, very interesting. And, you know, I know you've been annoyed by them saying things like, oh, man, we're playing good football. And, you know, hey, man, we believe in the guys. It's good, man. We'll be able to fix things. Everything is fixable. I feel like they have shown us some clues of, hey, this offensive line thing is a problem. It's a real problem. Clint, they ran the offensive line coach, Chris Strausser. They ran him out there out of nowhere. And you know, many of you may not understand, like position coaches, like the running back coach or the tight end coach, defensive line coach or whatever, they speak one time a year, one time in preseason. That's it. Don't nobody be normally running out the offensive line coach out of nowhere in the middle of week 10 to come speak to the media. Now, he had his own personal thoughts and time to talk to the media. And that, I think that's an acknowledgement of this is how bad this situation is. Hey, man, you got to come out here and talk to these people because we've done enough. I found it very, very interesting. This is what he had to say about his struggles with his offensive line.
Kenyon's done great. I mean, really, honestly, like, if we're looking at the big picture of where Kenyon was when I got here and the type of offseason he had, the type of training camp that he had, came out week one against the Colts, really playing on fire, did really well in the run game, didn't have the same pass protection opportunities that week one that maybe we did as the season went on. By no means is it one guy. That, to me, that's an easy out. You know, we know there's a lot of guys involved. And, you know, Kenyon, I really think of this really being his rookie season, right? That first year he was here, played some, got hurt. Last year he didn't play at all. This year, coming back off an injury and really getting back into the mix. And so I think he went through some, you know, also this is his first time in our offense here, right? So he went through some, you know, typical rookie struggles, but by no means is Kenyon the only guy.
Yeah, Kenyon Green's in his third year in the National Football League. Not a rookie in his third year in the National Football League. But he had multiple comments about this offensive line. And Kenyon Green, he's the one that's out. And they're going to replace him with somebody The thought is Jarrett Patterson, who was back. We'll see. Maybe it's Kendrick Green who replaced him yesterday, but or last week. But Clint, I think it's telling that they. I don't know what it means, but I know they said, "Hey, man, you got to come out here and talk." I don't know. Maybe Chris came up to them and said, "Hey, let me take a little pressure off of this. Let me talk to y'all," or they just said, "Hey, man, you got to answer some questions." But it's clear to me they brought the offensive line coach to talk about things. It's clear to me that they see that there are some major issues. And now, to me, obviously they see there are some major issues. I wonder what this offensive line is actually going to look like personnel-wise when they take the field on Sunday night against the Lions. Because we know Kenyon Green is out. And they've got options there. It'll be interesting to see who it is and where they go.
Well, look, I don't have the answer to that. The reality of it is I can tell you that it's a three-pronged issue.
Three-pronged.
And if we can just get one of them to change a bit, we can see a big-time difference. So I hate to use to steal there, it's fixable, but from my perspective, it is very, very fixable on three different fronts, and I would be shocked if they don't figure at least one of those out moving forward this season.
Well, what are the three prongs?
Oh, we've talked about it. You want me to tell you again? C.J. Stroud's got to change the way that he approaches the game, and he's got to work low to high instead of high to low. Their offensive coordinator calling one screen against the New York Jets when you've got Quinnen Williams and McDonald IV over there rushing you is a fireable offense. One screen.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On third and 25, that's got to change. Like, your screen game should be as good as anybody in the country right now. And we're running one screen a game. That's got to change, right? And then comes what Strasser was talking about right there. Your offensive line is, hopefully Jarrett Patterson.
Right? You think he's in the mix, in the lineup at some point or some form or fashion, either at center, at guard? Yeah. I would imagine he is, right?
I mean, if he's not, then again, we've got to question what the hell they're looking at. Because they've already told us when Kenyon got benched the first time, Patterson's the one that went in. And so if that's your best option, he got a concussion on one drive, nothing's changed. That guy still has to be your best option.
There was nothing that Kendrick Green did for you in the Jets game that says
– no.
Even though he played as hard as he could?
Absolutely not. Kendrick Green is a reserve offensive lineman, an emergency offensive lineman, and a short yardage goal line fullback. And I'm not disrespecting, minimizing. There's a spot for him, a valuable spot for him on a team in that role. But that's not like no. They've already told us who the sixth best offensive lineman, or let's just talk interior offensive lineman. They've already told us who their fourth best guy was, and it was Jarrett Patterson. He played one drive. They scored a touchdown. He got a concussion,
and he was out
for a week. So that he's got to play in to some degree or some fashion. But those are the three. Like any of those three, if they improve just a bit this week, you'll have a much better offensive product.
Yeah. Can we just put it out there? And I'm not saying this is who they are, but at least what they have shown. I mean, they just – they as a coaching staff just hasn't – they just haven't been really good at putting their players in the best positions possible right now this year thus far. And I think some of it comes from the offensive line. Some of it comes from what we talked about a little bit earlier in the secondary. But this coaching staff, and we talked about it a bit, they have got – you talked about the polos. There are a lot of things that have to change, right? It's not just one thing. But they have – we've got to see that turn and change, them putting their players in the best position possible, right? Like I mean, from the offensive line perspective, whatever it is, however they're doing it, they have – like you can't go 4 or 5 weeks in a row – Where these guys are just like clearly not seeing or reading things, and maybe at least changing up. And I know you talked about it, changing up the protections and what you're doing, and it even goes to the other side of the ball, the defense side of the ball. You can't have Jalen Petrie locked up 1-on-1 with the other team's top receiver with the game on the line. They've got to do a better job, and that's from D'Amico, Bobby Slowick, Matt Burke, all of them. They've got to do a better job of putting their guys in the best positions possible.
Well, that just goes down to the adjustment. Like the level of bullheadedness that we've seen, I think, this year is on both sides of the ball, I think is what's different from last year. Last year, it just seemed like this was a group that, adjusted as well as anybody in the league and overcame injuries and shortcomings better than anybody in the league. And, you know, this year they've just been resistant to that. For whatever reason, they've resisted that change. And we'll see if they lower their guard a bit and make those adjustments. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, they've got to do that. As you said, they have got to be a big piece of what's happening to this team as they roll through. Put them in better chances and better positions for them to get a W out here. All right, coming up as we continue here live, a little Football Friday here from Taquerias Arandes right here in Humble. Come on out here as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. But there are TVs all around. There's a big time college basketball game coming up at 6 o'clock. You can check out and some college football late Friday night. And they've got all the drinks you need. I see this place, this bar area is starting to get a little full, so you can come out and have a good time. And also, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour, our final giveaway is my man just walked in. He's signing his name. You can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So all of that as we continue riding here live here on the drive. Coming up for a little 5 o'clock fire, the official injury report is out, and there is some interesting news there. The Nico Collins development, we'll let you know, not bad, and we'll see. Maybe it is good, but not bad. Some other guys, there are two players that are listed as out, and one is a major important piece. We'll let you know about that, and we'll look at some of the games from this weekend or some of the games coming up this weekend in the NFL and last night's really, really, really entertaining Thursday night football game. All of that as we continue running here live right here on the drive.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.